Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So we've got a new Ministry of Truth. It's a woman who... We now have audio and video of her actually saying that she wants to bring back the fairness doctrine to rein in conservatives, specifically those on radio and TV.
I'm going to jump in on the fairness doctrine bit. I personally would welcome its return to our country.
Yes, let's laugh about that, right? I personally would welcome it to come back in. I think this is amazing. Move over to the White House for a second. Hacked propagandists say Biden's Ministry of Truth will be, quote, nonpartisan. Who's the hack? It is the White House press secretary. She had this to say at the White House yesterday.
The mandate is not to adjudicate what is true or false online or otherwise. It will operate in a nonpartisan and apolitical manner. It's basically meant to coordinate a lot of the ongoing work that is happening. And what their focus is, the focus is on disinformation and threats to the homeland, as I noted, which things like inciting things that would incite violent extremism, human traffickers and other transnational criminal organizations, any efforts that malign foreign influence, anything that would endanger individuals during emergencies. So a lot of this work is really about work that people may not see every day that's ongoing by the Department of Homeland Security.
So now they're going to use the Department of Homeland Security to silence us. Now, what would they want to silence? Could it be they'd love to silence, you know, the guy who actually blew the whistle on the Hunter Biden laptop? That guy now is fighting back. The repairman who actually revealed the Hunter Biden laptop, who lost everything because of harassment, is now suing to get his life back. Also want to remind you very quick, if you've not hit that subscribe or auto download button so you get our podcast alerts every day so you know we've got the new show out there, make sure you hit that real quick while you're listening. The computer shop owner had major threats that he faced for coming forward and had to leave the state and shut down his small business. He has now come out, and that Delaware computer repairman who blew that whistle has filed a multi-million dollar defamation suit against Democratic Representative Adam Schiff, as well as CNN, The Daily Beast, and Politico, saying they falsely accused him of peddling Russian disinformation. The former shop owner decided to fight back after losing not only his business, but really his life and being harassed for the last 18 months, specifically by big tech and by the media. He also was harassed by Delaware locals in President Biden's home state. He said, after fighting to just reveal the truth, all I want now is for the rest of the country to know that there was a collective and orchestrated effort by social and mainstream media to block a real story with real consequences for the nation. This was collusion, he said, as he called out the 51 former pillars in the intelligence community who came out and said this had all the markings of Russian disinformation. And backed by words and actions of a politically motivated Department of Justice, the deep state, as well as the FBI. He said, I want this lawsuit to reveal that collusion and, more importantly, who gave those marching orders. Mac Isaac came to legally own the laptop after Biden's son, Hunter, dropped it off at his store for repairs in April 2019 and never came back. The material on the laptop has raised serious questions about what Biden knew of his son's overseas business deals, during which he and the president's brother, Jim Biden, often invoked his powerful name to get deals done. Mac Isaac handed over a copy of that laptop's hard drive, don't forget, to the actual FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigations, in December of 2019. And 8 months later, after they did nothing, he alerted then-President Donald Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who provided a copy of the hard drive to the New York Post. What did the Post do? They ran the story. The Post first broke that story in October of 2020, just 3 weeks before the presidential election. And what happened? Twitter and Facebook immediately moved to censor it. Then Adam Schiff, the Democrat who was holding the panel on disinformation, where the new head of disinformation said she's in favor of invoking the fairness doctrine again, laughing while saying it because she knows that would help them have the tools needed to silence conservatives, all came out against the story. They then decided to start contacting and emailing 51 former intelligence officials, and then they came out with a letter saying that the Russian laptop story was, in fact, disinformation. They backed up Twitter, Facebook, and other news organizations who refused to talk about the story. In fact, when they did talk about the story, they said it was a hoax. They said it was a hoax to influence the election. And they said, see, here's 51 former intelligence agents, including five former CIA directors, who are labeling this disinformation. So what happened? The only disinformation was actually against Mac Isaac. In the aftermath, his business and reputation were destroyed, ruined. Twitter initially labeled my action hacking. So now I'm a hacker, right? So for the first day after my information was leaked, I was bombarded with hate mail and death threats revolving around the idea that I was a hacker, a thief, and a criminal, Mac Isaac said. Adam Schiff, who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, has some explaining to do, Mac Isaac insisted, and he's right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive
receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them.
And then
you get into, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The man who life was ruined, who exposed the Hunter Biden laptop, is now suing. Referring to Adam Schiff, he says, without any intel, the head of the Intel committee decided to share with CNN and its viewers a complete and utter lie about me, about the laptop, about all of it. Referring to Adam Schiff, a lie issued in the protection of a preferred presidential candidate. Mac Isaac said he has since endured false accusations of being a Russian spy and a stooge for Russian President Vladimir Putin. He said about this lawsuit against big media, the fight to get to the bottom of who told everyone this was Russian disinformation is far more important for the nation than me clearing my name. In the suit, which he filed in Montgomery County, Maryland, Mac Isaac claimed Schiff defamed him in an interview on CNN 2 days after the Post began publishing revelations from the laptop. In that interview with Wolf Blitzer, Adam Schiff told the CNN host, without citing evidence, that he believed the Kremlin, quote-unquote, was behind a smear of Joe and Hunter Biden. He said, well, we know that this whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin. That's been clear for well over a year now, that they've been pushing this false narrative about the vice president and his son, Adam Schiff, told Blitzer, according to the suit documents. Mac Isaac was forced to close his computer repair business near the Biden family home in Greenville, Delaware, after people started throwing vegetables, eggs, and dog feces at his store. He then went into exile in Colorado for an entire year over fear for his life. The suit claims CNN knowingly broadcasts false and defamatory stories, that the laptop was linked to a Russian disinformation campaign, causing Isaac significant damage, including the closing of his repair shop. CNN's broadcast of the false statement accuses the plaintiff of committing an infamous crime, i.e. treason, by working with the Russians to commit a crime against the United States of America by attempting to undermine American democracy and the 2020 presidential election, the suit states. Isaac accused also the Daily Beast, a hardcore lefty website that puts out propaganda, and Politico, the same people that broke the story on the Supreme Court just a couple days ago. They're the ones that had said, hey, we'll run with this leaked opinion on Roe v. Wade. They didn't care what the consequences were. They wanted to burn down the Supreme Court. They wanted to put the lives of Supreme Court justices and their families at risk by leaking this information. They want to help the Democrats ahead of the primaries by leaking this court document. That's who Politico is, by the way. So now he's accusing Politico of peddling disinformation about the laptop in two articles published on both the sites of the Daily Beast and Politico. In fact, the Daily Beast claimed the laptop was, they called it basically total bollocks. Said it was totally fabricated, total crap, not real. Isaac says that he, and they also said that it was stolen, that he stole the computer. That's right. The Daily Beast alleges that he stole the computer in another article headlined, quote, FBI examining Hunter's laptop as foreign op, contradicting Trump's intel czar, the suit states. In an infamous story on Politico, the website reported dozens of former intel officials believe the laptop to be Russian disinfo. The article was written by a journalist, Natasha Bertrand, who seemingly has a history of transforming speculation to fact in the stories upon which she reports, the suit also states. His attorney, Brian Della Rocca, said that that Mac is seeking at least $1 million in compensation for damages, and punitive damages, which will be much bigger number and will be determined at the trial. Quote, the store owner has suffered immensely at the false statements spread about those who brought the information on Hunter Biden's laptop to everyone's attention. He lost his business, friendships, and his honorable standing in the community, the attorney said. The lawsuit is to attempt to repair a small portion of the damage caused by the defendants in the suit. We intend to show that their actions were intentionally malicious. Isaac tried unsuccessfully to sue Twitter for defamation last year and was lumbered with the tech giant's legal bills, an amount he says is roughly $175,000. Mac now has well-heeled backers at nonprofit The American Project, which was founded by a Trump loyalist, retired Army General Michael Flynn, and brother Joe Flynn and businessman Pat Byrne. We are honored to sponsor him in his fight against the injustice that has been done to him when the political elite coordinated with the leftist news media claiming the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, which was a blatant lie, the group said in a statement. The synchronized efforts of these parties to wield their words like weapons are evidenced through year-long continuous coverage that led to extreme public backlash against this man and the closing of his business. Isaac has penned a book about his ordeal called American Injustice, My Battle to Expose the Truth, which will be released in November. The Post exclusively revealed the existence of the Hunter Biden emails in a series of reports in October of 2020, based on the contents of a damaged MacBook Pro laptop that was abandoned at a shop in the Biden's family's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. After downplaying the emails as unverified, both the New York Times and the Washington Post authenticated many of them 18 months later, including some apparently used in a federal probe of suspected tax fraud, money laundering, and foreign lobbying violations by Hunter Biden. Calls to Adam Schiff, CNN, and the Daily Beast, and Politico were not returned by the New York Post, who was reported on this story. Now, Adam Schiff is one of the people, by the way, that's in favor of bringing back the Fairness Doctrine. Adam Schiff is the guy that was in favor of having the disinformation czar be at the White House. Adam Schiff has more than just some explaining to do, because Adam Schiff's the guy that put this out there. Right? Adam Schiff is the guy that decided that this information was important. Adam Schiff is a guy that I think knew he was lying to the American people and weaponizing the federal government to attack anybody that was exposing the Biden crime family. And he didn't care whose lives he ruined. Remember, this is the same guy that went after almost every single person around Donald Trump he could get his hands on. This is the guy that knew that the Steele dossier was paid for and funded by Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee, and he used it to impeach Donald Trump and to undermine Donald Trump's entire presidency.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this. That's the thing. That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Joining me to talk about this, and this is a significant move for this man, and a way to not only just clear his name, but also show how corrupt all of this has been with Hunter Biden in the story, is U.S. Senator from Tennessee, Bill Hagerty. Senator, I appreciate you coming on to talk about this, because you actually have a Hunter Biden op-ed that you published, and it questioned the Attorney General Merrick Garland about it in a hearing as well. And you talked about this in the op-ed. You now see that this man is fighting back. Clearly, they came after him. They orchestrated this attack. And now he's trying to say, OK, I'm going to get my life back and I'm going to show what they did to me. You talk about how much of an abuse of power this really has been from the government standpoint, looking the other way on Hunter Biden. And now you're talking to Garland directly saying, hey, what are you guys doing over there? Bring everybody up to date where we are now, at least when it comes to Congress.
This is a story that's getting hotter by the minute. And the shop owner is just one of the many victims in all of this. As you mentioned, I questioned Attorney General Garland last week about this. The conflicts of interest are abundantly clear here. This is a massive cover-up. And you think about the reputation of the shop owner whose livelihood was destroyed. I don't think the radical left cares about whose lives they destroy. It's all about their narrative, and it's all about accomplishing, you know, one objective, a hatred-filled objective in so many cases. And in this case, you've got criminal tax charges and money laundering charges that are now being undertaken against Hunter Biden. They were underway at that point in time. And they were willing to go ahead and bury the shop owner's reputation. Really, the whole goal was to win in 2020. And suppressing this information that might have been very meaningful in the minds of voters, that's what this was all about. And they were willing to use any tool, any tactic available. It's disgraceful. I appreciate what the shop owner is doing in terms of bringing this to bear, and I'm going to do everything I can to continue to shed light on this. I actually used the phrase that a famous Tennessee senator used at a different point in time during the Watergate investigations. And that was, what did the president know, and when did he know it?
You know, it's very clear that I think the president of the United States of America lied to the American people and has continued to lie. And the White House press secretary has continued to lie from the podium, saying that Hunter Biden's never discussed his business dealings with his father. They never talked about it. We now know that his business partner came to the White House more than 20 times that we know of at this point for meetings with Joe Biden, Joe Biden staff members, clearly working on business. Is there going to be any accountability for that? Because that it means that I think it's most people can connect the dots. It means that people within the Biden crime family were selling access to the White House.
Yeah, they were running the operation right out of the White House. It's clear to anybody that looks at it. And if you think that they're going to be able to pull this over the eyes of the American public, that's not true. The question is, can we hold them to account in the eyes of the law? And that's going to be very hard to do until after November, because we're going to have to take control of the House and the Senate again. When Adam Schiff is allowed to run roughshod over people's rights, and if you've got these farcical procedures going on right now with this so-called January 6th commission, which is just nothing but another witch hunt to distract for the 20, 2022 elections here, then, you know, you've got the Democrats in full display. They're not serious about getting to the bottom of anything. It's all about deflection. It's all about controlling the elections. So once we get control back, and I think that we will, Ben, we're going to be able to hold these guys to account.
Let's talk about a special prosecutor here. I'm not a big fan of special prosecutors. I think they've been weaponized and used too often in many cases. However, with Garland, he still is not put forth, and I think he clearly should, a special counsel to really look into this. Garland should appoint one. I don't think that he will. What power does the Senate have to basically force that hand to happen? And does it take a Republican majority in November to get really anything done?
I pressed him hard last week about it and the criteria that he would use to evaluate whether to appoint a special counsel. I mean, if you think about the conflicts here, I'm with you, Ben. I think the special counsel power has been abused and weaponized too many times in the past. But if you think about the conflict of interest, you've got the president's own family under investigation. You've got the president, who is the boss of the attorney general, basically telling the attorney general through the media and directly, my son did nothing wrong. You know, I asked Garland, I said, what if the president were to call you into the Oval Office and tell you that his son did nothing wrong? Would that be appropriate under these circumstances? He said, absolutely not. Well, I said, well, in essence, he's doing the same thing by having his chief of staff go on TV, by having the White House press secretary come on TV and saying the same things. How do you deal with that conflict of interest? And I said, how would you then think through appointing a special counsel? He just deflected and would not answer. When the Republicans take charge, we're going to have control of their budget. And we're going to be able to put a lot more pressure on the attorney general.
You know, an ex-prosecutor said that Hunter Biden special counsel at this point, he believes, quote, is a must. Andrew McCarthy explained to the Hill newspaper in his words, quote, there is a bulletproof case for the appointment of a special counsel under regulations that are supposed to bind the Justice Department. Millions of dollars allegedly poured into the Biden family from foreign sources tied to corrupt and authoritarian governments. And Joe Biden had to know his son was trading on his political influence. Since the controlling federal regulations dictate that a special counsel must be appointed, the longer Garland fights it, the more it increases suspicion that the president's hands may not be clean. Do you believe, based on what you have seen, is there any way possible that the president could have not known that his son, his brother, his sister were trading on the family name, that he was playing golf with business associates, that he had his son traveling on airplanes to meet with top officials in not only Ukraine, but in China, getting billions of dollars in loans, and also in Mexico, having meetings, taking pictures of these people in the lobby of these hotels where they were going? I mean, the list of things that he would have had to be stupid to not understand what was happening. Having meetings with Bobulinski and others in L.A. Is there any conceivable way, Senator, that you think that the president's line that I didn't know anything was happening is possible at this point?
No, I don't think it's possible in any way. And any person with a business background like me knows that. There is no way that Joe Biden could not have known this, dealing with all of Hunter's business associates. And when you say Hunter was on planes, he was on taxpayer-funded planes, Air Force Two, flying to China, meeting with Hunter's business partners that then set up, you know, a company that probably put billions of dollars into, at least under the control of Hunter Biden, and millions into his pocket, right after, as President Biden met with Xi Jinping. Right after that, it was announced that Hunter then divested his interest in this company that he owned in partnership with the Chinese Communist Party entities. How much profit did he make? You know, when did he sell it exactly? Nobody knows, except these meetings are all happening in very close proximity to access that people were able to obtain to Joe Biden. It's very clear this is a pay-to-play type of operation. It's a criminal operation. Again, Hunter is already under criminal investigation, but it doesn't stop at Hunter. It goes all the way to the big guy, because the big guy is the source of the access. That's the source of the power. And that, frankly, is the reason why a company like Burisma would pay someone with no experience like Hunter Biden $1 million a year. You know, why is Hunter Biden getting checks for millions of dollars from the mayor of Russia's wife? This is way too hard to explain unless you realize what's really happening here, and that's access.
You're a former ambassador, and you understand how decisions made in the U.S. can affect foreign policy probably more than a lot of other senators, just because of that experience. And when I look at what's happening in Russia, what's happening in Ukraine, what's happening with China right now, and knowing that, and we saw this audio that came out of Hunter Biden taping a sexual encounter with a Russian prostitute. He forgot to turn that laptop off that was recording him. That video has now come out talking to that prostitute about how Russians had stolen another one of his laptops. If it had anything close to what the laptop he left in this repair shop had on it, there could be a treasure trove of information the Russians could use to blackmail the president and to blackmail the president's family. How much does it concern you that our foreign policy is being dictated by quite possibly blackmail? Because in his own words, he's like, yeah, the Russians, this Russian guy, they got my laptop. It's gone. They stole it from me. He's telling this to a Russian prostitute. This has got to be, from a national security standpoint, something that should independently be investigated.
Then it's deeply concerning. And this White House seems to have no qualms about national security issues. Look, I had to go through and get a top secret security clearance. I had to go through the process of being cleared to do the job I did in the previous administration. You have to have a security clearance to do that. It's a lot of work that goes into it. One of the things they look at is whether you could potentially be subject to some type of undue foreign influence. And this is clearly one of those situations. It's a disqualifying, it's a disqualifying point. If that were uncovered, somebody would not get their clearance to serve in a given administration. And here you have the big guy, that is obviously, at least with this evidence, got real questions. It goes all the way to the top about whether he should even qualify to be, to have access to the type of information you need a president to access to make critical decisions, because he could be compromised with blackmail, as you say. The type of information that these other governments may have, you think about the Chinese Communist Party controlled entities that are Hunter's partners. Who knows what's transpired between these companies and what they have on Joe Biden and his family. And when you trace it all the way back to Joe Biden's expenses that have been covered by Hunter, it gets way too close to a company.
I want to get to what's going on at the border. We clearly have a border crisis, and the Biden administration created this crisis on purpose. This is not a surprise to them. I think people need to understand this. They wanted a fully open border. They wanted to undo everything that was working at the border. Under Trump, to stop things like this from happening with an onslaught of illegal immigrants coming across the border. They know that fentanyl is coming across the border at record numbers, more than enough to kill every American on a regular basis, which again is scary. They don't care. They know that the fentanyl and the chemicals are coming from China directly, the drug cartels in Mexico. And this is putting an entire country at risk, more than we've ever seen, because of how deadly, how lethal fentanyl is. Then you've got these rules that were put in place under the Trump administration with COVID that you made for you to be able to expedite people and send them back to the country of origin they came from very quickly. They want that to end because they want another onslaught of illegal immigrants coming into America. This is all being done by design. And some people, I think, have really missed that boat, senators. They don't realize this isn't because they're stupid. This is their game plan. And when you see where they're wanting to move forward with this, and we know that the Border Patrol is saying they're not just overrun, but it's a humanitarian crisis. What can Congress do? What can you guys do to stop this and say no? Because this is being done deliberately on purpose by the Democratic Party and the president.
Well, you've hit it very well. And people often ask me, why do they allow this to happen? I led a group down early last month, a group of Tennessee sheriffs and mayors, to see exactly what was happening, to help them see what was happening, because they continually tell me, Ben, that each month is worse than the month before it in Tennessee in terms of the number of overdoses and the number of deaths from drug overdoses in their counties, in their cities in Tennessee. I mean, every town is a border town right now. Most of those overdoses by far are fentanyl related. Again, fentanyl coming from communist China through Mexico in partnership with the Mexican drug cartels, pumping it straight into the towns and cities across our nation. And the number one cause of death in America for young people between the ages of 18 and 45 right now is drug overdose. Can you believe this? Drug overdose has now become the number one cause of death. Over 100,000 people killed just last year through drug overdoses. And the Biden administration wants to look the other way as this massive flow of illicit drugs comes across the border. Why is it happening? Why are we allowing this to happen? Well, as a business person, I always look say, what are the incentives here? Who benefits from this? Well, you might say that the large corporate donors like to see, you know, a flood of pressure coming in on the lower wage earners that's flooding across the border that may keep wages down. That could perhaps be one incentive, one motivation. You look at the donor base there of corporate America and the Democrats and how close that may be. But I think the other thing is it really takes a little more explanation. But if you think about where these sanctuary cities are located then, you know, we've all heard about sanctuary cities in America, but where are they located? They're located in states where Democrats control the state legislatures. And when you get to the next census, a census that determines the number of congressional seats and the number of electoral votes based on the number of people, not citizens, but the number of people in a given state, and then those states can reallocate those seats based on what the state legislature says, it begins to add up for you, doesn't it? This
sure.
is about power. And they're willing to undertake, you know, 100,000 deaths and overdoses, a massive humanitarian crisis at the border. I mean, we saw young children, young women that had obviously been abused. They've been on journeys that have taken them one or two months to get from, you know, whatever home country they have across that border. The national security crisis, Ben, when I was down there in early April, they had already encountered 157 different nationalities at that border since Joe Biden took office and collapsed our border. The number is now up to 164 different nationalities. Here we are in early May. I mean, it's an incredible national security crisis that they are willing to endure just to change the math. But that's where you look at the incentives, is to change the math in America on the electoral side.
It is to fundamentally change the math and to change the way that our elections, the outcomes, I guess you'd say, of our elections. And it's putting illegal immigrants and people that are breaking the law ahead of the American citizens. And this administration, I had this debate the other day with somebody about the president's mind. They're like, look, the president, he's not trying to bring drugs into this country. I said, I think the president is tone deaf to what drugs do to a family. And I used his son as the example. I think it's sad. I think Joe Biden took advantage of his son's addiction problems, Hunter Biden, and exploited them because he could do things that his brother wouldn't do and make money because he knew his son had an addiction and needed a mass amount of cash to keep those addictions up. He didn't try to stop his son from getting cash from all these deals trading off his name. He exploited it. And I really think they looked at it as almost like an alibi. And we've seen this. We saw his sister do an interview just the other morning on a Sunday morning show talking about, you know, how they're rooting for Hunter and he's had this addiction problem and really laying out their case. They're going to claim he didn't know what he was doing in Ukraine. He didn't know what he was doing in Russia. He didn't know what he was doing in Mexico. He didn't know what he was doing in China because he was such an addict. They're exploiting his addiction. So I don't trust Joe Biden to stop the flow of fentanyl in the United States of America because he wouldn't even stop his son's addiction. In fact, I argue that they used it and exploited it to make more money off their son while he was an addict.
It's such a sad situation. And you can't get Joe Biden to go to the border either. They won't even confront it. They won't even look it in the eye. Joe Biden hasn't been to the border. Kamala Harris went to El Paso, 1,200 miles away from where I was in the Rio Grande when this is actually happening. They don't want to confront it. The mainstream media that work with them won't cover it. And this is a massive national security crisis. It's the biggest national security risk we face as a nation, and they're willing to endure it. Again, they're exploiting this. And I think what you continue to touch upon in the previous segment, we talked about the Biden Family Crime Syndicate. They're an exploitative group. They're willing to exploit the American public. They're willing to exploit their office. And the way you laid it out, Ben, maybe even their own family members.
Lastly, I want to move to the economy for a second, Senator. We've got a real problem with inflation. We have a real problem with our economy right now. We have twice as many people sitting out of work than the number of job openings that we have right now. There is a crisis when it comes to finding people that are even willing to work. The Democrats accomplished their goal of getting people addicted to government aid. That's very clear now. Now we've got inflation. We have the interest rates that have almost doubled in the last several months on home loans. This is changing people's buying power. This administration's still spending, and the Democrats are still spending money like drunken sailors. And it's putting us into, now they want to give out all this money for people with college loans, right? So you don't have to pay them off. And that's just bribing people, I think, to vote for them in the midterm elections.
Yes.
Is there any way to bring in government spending at any point in the near future, or is this just going to be a ticking time bomb that will explode and destroy our economy?
Well, if you think about it, since I arrived in early last year, the Democrats have used a tool called reconciliation, which is a misnomer again in Washington. They've used this. It's a means for them to go through with a single party line vote, not any Republican support, but 50 Democrats plus Kamala Harris. And they've been able to ram through. They did a $1.9 trillion so-called COVID relief package that had very little, if anything, to do with COVID relief. And we found out later that we didn't even have testing supplies and PPE where it should have been. I mean, this is all about them ramming through more and more spending, creating more and more government dependence. They were even sending stimulus checks to people in jail, incarcerated people. This is their game plan, and they're talking about using it again. They're talking about using it again, and until we regain control of the Senate, and that's not going to happen until the election's in November and we take back the gavel in January, they're going to look at this as a path to continue to just recklessly spend and spend and spend. And we're going to be fighting at every turn. If you think about what's happened with Title 42, for example, we've been able to pull some Democrats over with us. You think about what happened with blowing up the filibuster. We were able to pull Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema over with us. We're going to keep working to do that. But it's going to be a fight till the end of this year, no question about it.
Last question. I do want to get your thoughts on the Supreme Court leak. We do know that Chief Justice has said there will be an investigation. Will Congress be involved in having their own investigation into that leak that was unprecedented, has been cheered and not condemned by the White House or any Democratic leadership so far?
Yeah, it's amazing that Democrats are going to be silent on this. Another attempt to destroy yet another institution of America. This time they're trying to destroy the Supreme Court. They're willing to do this to get their way. I was pleased to see Justice Roberts saying that he's going to have an investigation. I've been a business leader. If you're the CEO of an operation, and if I were Justice Roberts, I would have had everybody in there that night as soon as it was discovered. Get your cell phones out. Let's see your computers. I would have had everything to find out. We're going to stay here till we get to the bottom of who did this. They have allowed the Supreme Court to now become, weaponized again. What they're trying to do is put pressure on the justices to overturn what they think will be a verdict that's favorable to overturning Roe v. Wade, which is, in my view, a very poorly decided case a long time ago. I'm certainly pro-life. The outcome there is something that the Democrats hate, and they're going to use that to again try to make another excuse to blow up the filibuster this year. I fully expect that as well. So we're going to have to be ready on all fronts. I think the Supreme Court is the logical place for this investigation to start, but we need to be looking at ourselves at what's taking place here and any sort of oversight mechanism that we can get. Certainly after November, we need to exercise it.
Senator, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you for talking with us on these very important issues. All right. Lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right.
Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.